All right. Are you ready to have a little Ask Me Another challenge?
I'm going to tell you guys, I love games. So
great.
I'm super competitive. I'm not playing against anyone I know, but I love games. So this is so cool because I haven't been able to go to a game night. My mom and I play Connect Four a lot. But yeah, I'm so excited. Yes.
Shangela, longtime fans of RuPaul's Drag Race will remember the truly iconic moment when you surprised the season three contestants by jumping out of a giant box. Okay, so was that your idea?
Oh, well, it wasn't my idea at all. For the first time I did it, that was season three, because I remember the producers of the show from World of Wonder called me and they said, we love you and we would love to invite you back to RuPaul's Drag Race to compete again. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I was so excited. They said, but we want to keep it a secret. So I remember going to set the first day and I was so excited. And then I saw this box and they were like, now you're going to get in there. Now, mind you, they hadn't warned me, told me nothing. Nobody had, there weren't even breathing holes in the box. Okay. And I was like, how am I going to get in there? And they're like, the front falls down. So I remember I was in my heels. See, had I known I was going to be in a box the whole time, I would have gone in there right. Barefoot. And I get in that box. I crouch down. And I remember them rolling me in, you know, they were like, please do not make a sound. The girls don't know you're in it. RuPaul's going to say a keyword. He's going to say redunculus. When you hear redunculus, you jump out of the box, right? So
always.
I'm like, okay. Well, girl, it was hot in that box. So I was in that box down there and I'm waiting for redunculus. And I swear I waited probably 20 minutes for redunculus. Because she would get close to the word and be like, I think today is going to be. And then she'd be like, haha, what'd you say? Okay. Yeah. And she's like talking on the earpiece. She's like, okay, we're going to do it again. All right. I love it. But it finally worked out. I said, hallelujah, I'm back, lady.
So for your Ask Me Another challenge, we have scoured YouTube for a wide assortment of unboxing videos.
Oh, okay. Come on. Segue, tie in. I love that.
Yeah. So if you are listening right now and you're like, what's an unboxing video? It's literally that. They are videos of people unboxing products, and it's about the thrill of taking something new out of its box.
That is my new tagline, Shangela, the thrill of taking something new out of the box. Yes.
So we're going to play a clip and you just have to guess what the user is describing.
Okay, let's do it. I'm
All right,
ready.
So our first unboxing comes from tech reviewer iJustine.
It's got the little L and the R inside there. These are so comfortable. It has like a nice padding up at the top. And this is like a perfect fit over top of your ears. Sometimes I feel like...
Oh, those are headphones.
They sure are. That is correct. I will say that I just got these sent to me, these headphones sent to me in a box. And the box that they came in was tufted satin.
Very fancy.
Oh, and that's also a new tagline for Shangela. Shangela, laying in a box of tufted set. Yes, I love it.
Okay, this unboxing comes to us from French musician Esther Abrami.
Oh, Esther. Come on, Esther.
Here we have the bow, which is not broken. Yay. And it's in really good condition, actually. Okay, so let's see. A bit off-tune though, but that looks great.
Oh, this one's a little more difficult. Now, it's an instrument, I know that. The bow would have made me think it was like a violin or a cello.
Yeah.
Well, I guess she was surprised that it wasn't broken. She must get a lot of broken things in the mail,
I
too.
I know, who gets broken instruments constantly? How sad.
Yes, shout out Broken Bow, Oklahoma, yes. Okay, I'm going to go, she strummed it for fun. I was just going to say, it was a violin.
You were absolutely right, it was a violin.
Woo!
Yeah. Well,
yes, well done. Okay, we got a couple more. Next up, YouTube user Skyforce95. Unboxes a retro decoration.
It kind of looks like a wine bottle in a way. There's the wax there on the bottom, and there's the light bulb. I wonder if it really is very effective. I did have some reviews that complained that it was not powerful enough.
Oh my goodness. Okay, let me think of this. Okay, so there was a wax and a light bulb. So, and it's a party decoration, retro party decoration. I'm going to go with a lava lamp.
Yes! Exactly!
Yes! Come on, Shangie! Come on, Shangie!
That is exactly
put me on a. I'm telling you, If we get on a game show, if me, Bobby, and Eureka end up going on Drag Family Feud, bring in two more of my family members, and it's on. It is on.
Yeah.
This is the last clue, and it is from YouTube channel Try Can Do.
Okay.
What I wanted to go through was the features of this thing. It's really, really cool. You know how, like, normally you just have to click the speed buttons? You know, constantly go up or constantly go down as well as the incline. You have, like, automatic, you know, immediately 10 or immediately 5, and these are miles per hour, so yay, awesome.
Bing, 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 bing,
Shangela,
bing, bing,
yes.
Bing. That is in my garage at my granny's house. That is a treadmill.
Yeah, you are absolutely right.
That's right.
Treadmill is correct.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yep, I know. This person makes it sound so much better just to keep it in the box, though.
Well, the fact that he was excited that it goes directly to 10, you could tell,
right,
this is somebody who's been to Barry's boot camp once or twice, okay?
He was like, yeah, right?
Baby, I don't make it past a good 7 on a good day. No, ma'am.
Congratulations, Shangela. You did amazing. You
thank you.
Amazing. Woo! DJ Shangela Pierce stars in the HBO series We're Here.
Y'all, I just have to tell you, this has been so much fun.
Thank you so much for joining us. That's our show. But before we go, we want to hear from you. If you're quarantined with kids who are remote learning, what have you learned along the way? Patience? Call the Ask Me Another hotline at 848-999-4932. That's 8-IT-XXX-IWEB. Or message us on Twitter and Facebook at NPR Ask Me Another. Ask Me Another's house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Hey, my name anagrams to Thou Joel to Canon.
Our puzzles written by Ruth Morrison, Kara Weinberger, and senior writer Eric Feinstein, with additional material by Karen Lurie, Ashley Brooke Roberts, Kate Villa, and Emily Winter. Ask Me Another is produced by Travis Larchuk, Kiara Powell, Nancy Stachow, James Sparber, Rebel Wood, and our intern, Nick Garrison. Our senior supervising producer is Rachel Neal, and our boss's bosses are Steve Nelson and Anya Grunman. Thanks to our production partner, WNYC. I'm Haripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR.